This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. This week, President Bush used his veto power for the first time to kill a bill that would have eased restrictions he had placed back in 2001. Restrictions on scientists working with stem cells made from human embryos. Right now, researchers who use federal funding can work only with stem cell colonies, or lines, as they're called. Only work with them, those that were created before August 9, 2001. But less than two dozen, say the researchers, are useful. The new bill would have opened up many more lines of embryonic stem cells by allowing researchers funded by U.S. taxpayers to work with lines made from human embryos that fertility clinics are planning to throw away. We know from polling that the public, Republican and Democrat alike, is in favor of stem cell research, mostly because of its potential to help fight disease. So where does that leave the future of embryonic stem cell research? Sean Tipton is Administrator of Public Affairs for the Society for Reproductive Health. He's also President of the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research, and that coalition advocates stem cell research. Some stem cell researchers say they're bitter about the president's veto, but Mr. Tipton's not discouraged. He is already planning his next move. He joins us today from our studios in Washington. Welcome to Science Friday.
Good afternoon, Ira.
Well, welcome back. Matt Stearns is a reporter who's been covering stem cells as a political issue. He's a Washington correspondent for the Kansas City Star and McClatchy newspapers. He's been covering the Senate race in Missouri, and in some states, Republican and Democratic candidates seem to be trying to outdo each other in their support for stem cells. We'll find out if that's going on in Missouri, a state that also has a stem cell initiative on the ballot in November. If that initiative passes, it would mean that the state of Missouri could use its own funds to underwrite stem cell research. Matt Stearns also at our NPR studios in Washington. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you, Ira.
Let me ask you, Sean, first of all, you're not disappointed in the outcome of this vote.
Well, of course, we would have liked to have changed the policy. We're not happy that the president opted to go against a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate and a majority of the American people and veto this bill. Nevertheless, I think we showed just how strong support for this kind of research is, and we will fight on and the researchers will work on under the limitations that are there. As it turns out, it's not a terrible week for stem cell research. We've seen since Wednesday that in California and in Illinois, their governors are moving ahead with funding for embryonic stem cell research. So we're going to move forward on this.
In fact, there is a lot of private research going on in private corporations, the stem cell research.
Well, there is private research, and unfortunately, it's difficult to quantify and to oversee that. I think one of the real reasons to support federal funding for embryonic stem cell research is because that work is going to be done with the best scientific and ethical oversight. In the private sector, it's sort of left to what the private companies choose to do.
Mm-hmm. Matt Stearns, let's talk about how this is filtering down now to the state level. Sean talked about it a bit. Let's talk about the Missouri Senate race. How do stem cells figure in that?
Well, stem cells are really inseparable from the Missouri Senate race at this point in time because we have a state ballot initiative that basically would protect stem cell research in Missouri by making sure that if it's legal at the federal level, then it's legal in Missouri. What you have in the Senate race is a Republican incumbent, Jim Talent, who is a social conservative who has opposed types of embryonic stem cell research and is opposed to the ballot initiative. On the Democratic side, you have an aggressive challenger in Claire McCaskill, who has embraced the stem cell initiative in Missouri and has really been put front and center by the National Democratic Party in the last week as the face of the Democrats who support what polls show the majority of the American people support, and polls show the majority of the people in Missouri support, which is increased stem cell research, including embryonic stem cell research.
So Jim Talent found himself on the wrong side of the ledger on this one.
Jim Talent it's too soon to tell because in Missouri there's a very strong conservative base, and if the strong conservative base is motivated to come out to vote against the ballot initiative, then they may well also come out to support Jim Talent. However, he has sort of taken a muddied approach, which has hurt him with the base. He abandoned his support, his long four-year support of a very restrictive stem cell bill, which was called a flip-flop by one of the strong right-to-life organizations in Missouri. And At the same time, he's tried to repair that breach by coming out against the ballot initiative in Missouri. So he's not necessarily on the wrong side of the ledger if he can repair the breach with his base that happened when he abandoned the bill that would have been very restrictive.
Mm-hmm. And the conservative base is what this vote is all about, or the veto is all about, is it not, with the presidential veto?
That's absolutely right. It's a very difficult environment for Republican candidates this year, and the Republicans are trying to motivate their base by strutting their stuff on a lot of conservative issues. You've seen votes in Congress recently on the Flag Amendment, on gay marriage, and the stem cell veto plays right into that. But some moderate Republicans are very worried because they say you can't win elections with just the base. And they're concerned that by motivating the base with an issue that resonates so powerfully among the majority of Americans that they'll alienate swing voters in the process, that doesn't really add up to 51%.
Sean Tipton, where does the future of stem cell or embryonic stem cell research go from here? Is this just a slight nick in the future, or is it a big wound?
I think it's difficult. You know, so many patients have been working so hard advocating for themselves and others to advance this research. And they certainly were dealt a serious blow by the president this week. I mean, I have had a patient from Minnesota with Parkinson's disease who called me this week and said, "Sean, I don't know if I can hold on for two more years." So I think it's going to be hard for them. I think for those of us who were in this for the long haul, we recognize that we scored a significant political win this week. Having the kind of margins that we got in the House and in the Senate shows exactly where the people are and their elected representatives are. So I think we're optimistic that we did move the political ball forward. Unfortunately, we didn't move the policy ball forward as much as we would have liked. And so America's scientists are going to have to continue to muddle forward using suboptimal research equipment and supplies. Fortunately, there are some private and philanthropic funding sources available and international funds, which are going to move the research forward, but it's not going to move forward nearly as quickly as it would with full federal support.
On the other hand, you have people, you know, looking at the hundreds of millions of dollars that California, the bond issue that was raised there for stem cell research, saying that's plenty of money, you know. There are other states that are also raising money.
You know, science is a global enterprise, and I, for one, would rather have our scientists in the laboratory doing the work they do best, doing the research, instead of having to chase down funds and figure out which bureaucracy requires how many copies of which form. And that's what we're going to have if we rely on the states and other entities to fund this work. This country has built the world's greatest biomedical research enterprise using the National Institutes of Health as a funding source, and one that all the academic scientists know how to work with. And it works efficiently, and it works well, and we think it ought to be able to get to work with the best embryonic stem cell lines.
Mm-hmm. Do we think, Matt, and I'll ask Sean also, do we think that besides the Missouri race, that there will be other races that will, you know, the Democrats have something now to use against the Republicans, or at least against the White House?
Well, Democrats would love this to be as big an issue in every state as it is in Missouri, because they look at the polling that says 2/3 of people support more embryonic stem cell research. You're starting to see it pop up. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee put out a press release the day the president vetoed the bill, which had virtually every major Democratic Senate candidate quoted as saying that, you know, they would have voted to override the veto and damning their opponents for supporting the president. In Maryland, we have a Republican candidate named Michael Steele, who Republicans have high hopes for in a traditionally Democratic state. He, several weeks ago, compared stem cell research to the Holocaust while speaking to a Jewish group. And that's not the kind of mistake you can make when you're already a Republican running in a generally Democratic state where that state's polls also show great support among the people. Pennsylvania is an interesting state, too. Rick Santorum is a staunch social conservative in some trouble. Bob Casey, the Democratic candidate, is a pro-life Democrat, and I don't think he's come out and said where he is yet on stem cell research, but I'm told by some moderate Republicans that they fear greatly that Bob Casey will come out in support of more embryonic stem cell research and drive even more of a wedge between moderate Republicans in that state and Senator Santorum.
Sean, you agree?
Yeah, I think that's right. I can tell you that even though our coalition does not get involved directly in electoral issues, I've been hearing all week from candidates and from campaign consultants who want to know more about the issue or want our endorsement, even though we're not going to be able to help them in that specific way. So I think people who can count votes see this as a very hot issue.
Is there any chance this might come up again in some form in Congress?
I think in the 109th Congress that is unlikely, but I feel confident that when the 110th Congress convenes in January that it's going to be a very hot issue, and who knows what the makeup of that Congress may be and what role stem cells may have contributed to that makeup.
Mm-hmm. And people watch the other countries around the world are continuing with their stem cell research while we fall behind in it.
Clearly, a number of countries are working. The United Kingdom, Israel, Singapore, for example. And again, I think we have built the world's greatest biomedical research enterprise, and we're going to tell our best scientists they're going to have to sit out what may be the most promising piece of biomedical research in the 21st century. And I think that's an unfortunate policy choice.
You know, we talk about energy. We talk about the states having, you know, we'll be talking later today about wind energy. The states are taking over alternative energies. It just seems to be that the states are taking up issues, and now here with stem cell research, that the federal government is just not addressing or is not putting any more money into.
Well, I think there's a great deal of frustration amongst the American people and their elected representatives, be those representatives in their state houses or in Washington, with the current federal policy, and there's a desire to change. And I think we're going to continue to see leaders in every state try to move embryonic stem cell research forward and fill this vacuum that the federal government is leaving. Mm-hmm. Also, it appears to be a salient political issue. I mean, it would not surprise me to see county council candidates or candidates for sheriff trying to talk about stem cell research. If it's a winning issue, they're going to get on that side of it.
Certainly if it would bring money into the coffers of those places, too. If it were available.
Well, in the states, it certainly has been the economic development argument and the idea that states who want to have a successful biotech industry will have to get behind this has been very important.
That's actually true in Missouri specifically. The Stowers Institute for Medical Research in Kansas City has a $2 billion endowment. They have put the hold on a $300 million.
Matt, I'm going to have to. Sorry. We'll pick that up when we have you on next time. Matt Stearns, Kansas City Star, Sean Tipton, president of the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Science. Thank you both for taking time to talk with us today. We're going to take a break, come back, switch gears, stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.